So, you have the new Indiana Jones script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, it's pronounced Indiana.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of the parody series my sleazy brother's working on.
Oh, my God.
So, what's going on in this one?
Well, it's going to be called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Very Bad Things.
We'll workshop that.
If you say so. So, Indy is at this deal in Shanghai with a crime boss named Lao Che.
Lao Che.
And Indy is going to get poisoned, and there's going to be this big, fun action set piece where he's trying to get the antidote.
Fun!
Super fun. He's going to punch a lady right in the face.
What?
And meanwhile, the female lead of the movie's scrambling around trying to get this diamond.
Oh, a female lead, huh? What's her deal?
Well, she's a singer at this nightclub they're at. Her name is Willie Scott.
Oh, singing Willies are tight.
And she does this thing where she screams.
Uh-huh.
So that's what she'll be doing the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
So eventually, Indy grabs Willie, the woman, and they escape through the window together, and they're driven away by this young orphan that Indy's friends with, named Short Round.
Why is Indy friends with a young orphan?
Well, Short Round's family was killed in a bombing, so Indiana took him away from that near-death experience and brings him on to a bunch of others.
Nice.
So the three of them escape to an airfield just in the nick of time.
Very exciting.
And they get on an airplane, but it turns out it belongs to Lao Che, and the pilot works for him.
So I guess Lao Che grabs them, huh?
Well, no, the pilot flies away. Why would the pilot not just hand over the guy his boss is chasing?
Because they have this evil plan where the pilot's gonna ditch the plane and leave them to crash and die.
But he could have killed them without ever leaving the airfield, let alone crashing an airplane.
Yeah, well, the movie takes place in India, and that's where the plane's gonna crash, so...
Oh, he was giving them a lift to the plot.
He was giving them a lift to the plot, that's right. So they start freaking out because this guy didn't leave them a parachute or nothing.
Well, it's gonna be impossible to survive without a parachute.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he left them with an inflatable raft. So they just, you know, use that to float down and then toboggan down the Himalayas in it and then fly off a giant cliff and land in some water, do some rafting.
I did not know inflatable rafts could do that kind of thing. I'm gonna dangerously play around with one for sure.
You should give it a shot, and children should too. Just bring an inflatable raft to any dangerous situation. The raft will get you out of it.
I agree. That sounds like a great thing for kids to do.
Now, would an inflatable raft keep you alive if you jumped off a building in one?
Sure would.
An inflatable raft basically makes you invincible.
Mate.
Anyway, so then they end up in this little Indian village and the people say they need Indy's help.
Why?
Well, some evil folks from a nearby palace stole one of their rocks.
Oh, no.
And this was a special rock.
That's even worse.
And they also kidnapped all their children.
Yeah, that sucks too, I guess. So why do they need Indy's help?
Well, they've just been praying for the white person to come around and save them.
For the what?
For the right person to come around and save them.
Oh, okay.
And Indy figures out that this is a magical Sankara stone, so he's interested, you know, archaeologically speaking.
Very archaeologically exciting.
So he and Willie and Short Round head on over to this palace.
Where are the singer and the orphan going too?
Because they're in the movie now.
Got it.
So they get to this palace and attend this banquet where they're fed stuff like bugs and snakes and eels and frozen monkey brains.
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe that's the kind of stuff Indian people eat. I did not look into it at all.
Huh.
And then there's gonna be a funny scene where Indy and Willie are about to hook up.
Oh, they like each other.
They've shown nothing but disdain for each other, but they have compatible, you know, parts, so.
So might as well.
Might as well. But then the funny thing is that they're both playing hard to get. You know, Willie wants him to come to her room to hook up, and he wants her to come into his room to hook up next to the orphan child.
What?
But then an assassin pops out and tries to kill Indy.
Oh, no.
And then Indy's gonna find a secret passageway in Willie's bedroom that leads to a bunch of bug tunnels and booby traps and stuff.
Why would that be connected to the guest bedroom?
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not the architect. I'm just the guy that made up the architect and this whole plan of his.
No further questions.
So eventually these secret tunnels lead to the Temple of Very Bad Things, where they see a human sacrifice going on.
Those are pretty fun.
What?
I mean, oh no!
So then the good guys get captured, and they make Short Round go to work in the mines with all the other kids.
What are the minor miners mining for?
Well, the bad guys have three of these magic stones, but there should be five of them, so everybody's looking for the other two.
Got it.
And the high priest puts Indy into a trance, and then they prepare to sacrifice Willie.
Not good.
But luckily, Short Round escapes by hitting his chains and breaking them in just a couple minutes.
Makes you wonder why all the kids didn't do that.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So Short Round manages to get Indy out of this trance by burning him.
Wow, if fire breaks the trance, the priest must make sure there's no fire around at all.
Actually, it seems like there's nothing but fire around. It's like the main theme of the temple.
Risky aesthetic choice, okay.
So then they're gonna free all the slave children and do a super exciting escape scene on miles and miles of mine tracks.
Very fun.
But then the priest knocks over a water tower that was inside the mine.
So?
Well, so the mine tunnels are gonna get completely flooded.
I mean, if the water tower was in there, how would there be enough water to fill up all the tunnels?
Water expands to fill whatever container it's in. in.
I think that's gas.
Yeah, I think it's a gas too. It's a real good time.
Never mind.
So then they get cornered on this rope bridge above a bunch of crocodiles.
Uh-oh.
So Indy chops the rope and a bunch of bad guys fall into the water and immediately turn into screaming clothes.
What?
And then there are just the good guys and the high priest left dangling, so Indy's gotta fight them.
Hell yeah, Indy. Fight that dangling priest.
So Indy invokes the name of Shiva, which causes the stones to light up and burn the priest, who then falls to his death.
And this is the same Indiana Jones that doesn't believe in supernatural stuff in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that movie takes place like a year after the events of this one, so that's plenty of time to forget this whole thing he experienced.
That makes sense.
And then a bunch more bad guys are about to shoot Indy with arrows, but the British Indian Army shows up.
Wow, well, thank God for British colonialism.
Well.
So then they return to the village, and all the children come running in behind them.
Weren't the children released from the mines quite some time before Indy?
Yeah, well, they held back for dramatic effect, I guess.
Nice.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a good time. Did you have any thoughts on casting?
Well, for Willie, I was thinking we could get someone who might eventually marry the director.
Sure, let's hook him up.
And for Short Round, I mean, doesn't really matter. Kid actors don't usually amount to much.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.